Welcome to the Creating Eden podcast. I am your host, Eden Elizabeth. This podcast is a space of storytelling, truth-telling, raw and honest expression. Vulnerability is not only welcomed here, but it is celebrated. In this space, we honor the messy, the real, the authentic, the too much, and everything else that makes us human. Here, you get to witness real-time emotional and energetic processes that give you a peek into my own personal practice and the work that I do with my one-to-one private mentorship clients. Thank you for being here, for witnessing, and receiving.
Hello, hello. So I want to share something that came up for me today, and it wasn't the first time I felt this, but it was the first time it was brought to my conscious awareness. So Florian and I, since we had our sweet baby, since I birthed her, we have been saying, I can't believe that this is our life. How is our life so amazing? I'm so grateful. I love my life. Affirmations along those lines, but genuinely intertwined in daily conversation, not like sitting in front of the mirror saying affirmations. And it has been so beautiful and so powerful, and yeah, just honest expression of what we're both feeling in the moments that we're feeling it. And this morning, Florian said it. He was looking at me in the kitchen. I don't know. I think baby was asleep in her little chair that we have for her. He was just, oh no, wait, I had her in the carrier. Not that that matters. But he just said, you know, how is this real? Like, I love my life so much. And I was like, I know, I love my life so much. Like, how is this my life? And I realized that I have been waiting for this to end, to be taken away from me. There is this underlying energy of fear that this isn't going to last. And before, you know, I dive deeper, this is not like, this is not going to last in terms of like the emotions. There have been roller coasters of emotions throughout these last 7 weeks that our beautiful daughter has been earthside. But more so like the underlying energy of our life is just amazing. It's so wild how beautiful and perfect it feels, and how abundant we feel, and how grateful we feel. And I think that, yeah, I know that there's this part of me that's waiting for it to end, waiting for it to be taken away from me, that feels like, surely this is too good to be true. Surely this is too good to be true. So somebody's going to come and take it away. So, this feels so beautiful to be in this beautiful home, in this beautiful relationship with, you know, all of the money that we need, and our beautiful daughter. Like, and I get to stay home. I am so grateful to Florian for stepping into the role of provider for this season of our life, together, really taking that on, because it gives me such a beautiful gift, the gift to stay home, to be fully present with our daughter, to not have anything that is pulling me away from her. And this feels like a dream come true, especially it being winter right now. You might have heard me share this on Instagram, but last winter I said, I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but next winter I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't doing nothing. I'm gonna be home all winter. I don't know how I'm gonna make it happen, but it's gonna happen. And fast forward a year later, that's the life that I'm living. And it's really powerful how that unfolded so effortlessly, in the sense of there was a lot of shedding. There was just a lot of shedding last year. I didn't have to call this life in. I actually had to allow my old life to crumble and make space for this life to be birthed with the birth of my daughter. And yeah, it's really like, I am just living the life of my dreams right now. I am such a hermit in the winter. And so to wake up every morning with no alarm, no place to be other than in bed with my baby or in the living room with my baby, it truly is just everything I could ever want. But there's that small part of me that's like, surely this can't last forever. And I know it won't last forever, but more so, like last year, Florian and I were really, really in a lot of scarcity, like rewriting, or trying to, for me at least, trying to rewrite my money stories to no avail. That is an area of my life that I feel is going to really come to the surface this year. And I'm excited for it to unfold. But last year I was really struggling with a lot of scarcity, and Florian was, you know, he was in the same boat as me, trying to get his coaching business up off the ground, to have that be his main source of income. And, you know, that's not the case now. He does part-time work, online at home, and then the other part-time is his coaching clients. And that's like, just so supportive. But yeah, after fighting so hard to try to figure things out last year, I borrowed money from my parents so that I didn't have to get a summer job once I stopped teaching dance and yoga classes when I was like, yeah, very pregnant. I was just so deep in that scarcity. So to be taken care of and not have to think about money. Of course, Florian and I have our check-ins. I am currently sitting in front of my altar, and my daughter is just a few steps away in the living room in her chair sleeping, which, side note, I don't know what's happened the last couple of days, but she actually sleeps when I put her down. And I am just soaking this time where I'm not carrying and holding a baby, and I can have a little bit of that, yeah, autonomy while she has her little nap. But anyways, I heard a weird sound and I was like, is that her breathing? But it's actually my landlord scraping the ice off of his truck outside. So she's good. She's still passed right out, which I'm really grateful for. She's getting a good sleep. But anyways, I am back. What was I saying? Financial. Yeah. So I am fully taken care of right now. The last time that I was in a relationship where my ex-husband provided for me, I did not feel worthy. I could not access that sense of self-worth and be open to receiving it. I actually resented him for it. And I, like, this was where so many foundations of lack and unworthiness and not enoughness were really, not only created, but like fortified, because he had such a, I called it like a big boy job, making big boy money. I did nothing until I finally taught some yoga classes, and that, you know, and compared, which it's not a comparison, but I was comparing myself at the time. I just felt so small and so worthless, and like I didn't have any skills that could make money and that could help me provide for the home or future family or whatnot. So to find myself in this situation again, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that I get to do a do-over. I get a second opportunity to open myself, to receive, to sink into it, to be grateful, and to not feel like I constantly owe my partner. This is the gift that he's giving me, and the gift that I'm giving him is being fully present with our daughter. You know, right now, he's out playing board games with one of his friends, and if I had a job, like, he wouldn't be able to go and do that. He has just as much freedom to schedule his life as I do, because he doesn't have to think, you know, he doesn't have to think about, oh, I want to go see this person, let me figure out childcare, or what am I going to do? It's just, he knows that I'm here and I'm available and he can go and do that. So it's really, the energy exchange is really mutual. And yes, he's providing physical, tangible money, but I am also providing. And as I'm in my postpartum, you know, I'm out of that initial postpartum bubble. I'm 7 weeks postpartum as I record this. My energy is slowly coming back. I feel so much more like myself. And that is a conversation that I also want to talk about sometime on the podcast, is the integrated release of my maidenhood. I feel so integrated in my motherhood, and just so fully here and present. And like, I know who I am. And that is 100% because of all of the work that I did to release and to make space for this mother, this for me as mother to emerge. But anyways, I'm not going to dive into that. I could totally dive into that, but I want that to be its own, its own podcast episode. So anyways, back to this beautiful reality that I am so grateful to be living in. My nervous system feels, doesn't feel safe to fully be here. My nervous system hasn't experienced this before. It hasn't experienced this much ease and spaciousness. And like, I truly am living a life that I didn't think that I would get to live. And so it's so interesting hearing me say that when, what was it? A year ago, not even a year ago, 10 months ago, I was, just like, what am I doing? I don't know who I am. I don't want this life. I was panicking, wanting to back out. And now here I sit in front of my altar, looking at the beautiful bowl of herbs and salt and my daughter's placenta and these flowers and candles and my placenta prints on either side of the altar, like, and this is my life. My baby is asleep. I got to eat dinner on my own. I rolled out my body, and now I'm sitting at my altar recording a podcast episode, like, what? But there is, there's still that part of me that thinks that somebody is going to come and take it away, or that the financial safety and security that we have right now is going to be taken away. And of course, like, that's always a possibility. But do I need to sit and dwell in that and invite that energy in? Align my own frequency to that? No. But there's a part of me that doesn't know how to just be here and receive with ease. My nervous system isn't, you know, regulated, or doesn't know how to regulate in this. And I think, like, part of that is because how challenging the last year was. How challenging being pregnant for me was, or was for me. and you know, I did a lot of grieving, and being pregnant, like, yes, it was so beautiful, but if you've listened to my podcast episodes of pregnancy, like, you know that it wasn't always easy and it wasn't always beautiful and I wasn't always grateful. And you know, I spent a lot of my time feeling disconnected from myself, feeling numb, feeling empty, feeling so, like, just so not Eden. And I didn't know who I was, because the self that I thought that I was slowly, slowly being put to rest. And, you know, that liminal space was so uncomfortable. And I really just want to take this moment to really celebrate myself in sitting with it. I couldn't run away because my go-tos to run away would be like drinking or smoking weed or whatever. And I couldn't do that because I was pregnant, or I could if I wanted to, but I chose not to. That doesn't feel aligned for me. But I had, it felt like I had no other choice but to just be there. And that was not easy. So I feel like I just went through this really like shadow year. It was really a year of facing a lot of my shadows and releasing the life that I thought I was going to live, and so much grief, so much fear. Oh my God, so much fear. There was so much fear that I had to sit with consistently, and it would, you know, it never fully went away. When the fear about one thing would, you know, be released, fear about another thing would come up and I would have to sit with that. So it was really like, it felt, now looking back, it felt dark. And this season that I'm in right now is the brightest, like iridescent, shimmery, joyful, blissful, divine light. And I just get to be here now. And I think that's something that I'm also so grateful for, is the presence that my daughter invites me into. Because I can sit with her, you know, while she's nursing and be on my phone, and you know, I'm not like I'm not saying this is a bad thing, I do this all the time, but she invites me into full presence where I can just sit and watch her as she nurses and be with her. And when she's crying and she needs me and she wants to be held and wants to be close to me, there's not really much else that I can be doing but being present with her. And I love that. I love that. At the beginning of the year, you know, at New Year's, Gregorian New Year's, it was actually at the solstice, it doesn't matter when it was, but when everyone was starting to set intentions and goals and whatnot for, this coming year, I was like, I have nothing. I don't have any goals. I don't have any other place that I want to be. I don't have anything else that I want to do. I just want to be here and soak this up. And it's really interesting because as I, you know, am feeling better and more energized in my body, I'm feeling my life force come back. I really, really lost so much of my life force in my pregnancy, so much of my spirit, it felt like. I feel like I was just like a shell of who I once was. And even Florian, you know, he felt that, he saw that. And as I'm like coming back to life, it's like the most beautiful re-emergence of self and spirit and soul. And I wish you could see how it feels on my face and in my body, how I'm moving and how I'm feeling. But alas, you can you can feel into it. You can visualize it. But he even said like, wow, I feel like I'm getting my partner back. I feel like I've got my partner back. And, you know, when I'm like dancing again, like I didn't want to dance my whole pregnancy. I had a few commitments at the beginning of my pregnancy. I did a burlesque heels dance while I was a couple months pregnant. 4 months pregnant, I think I was, dancing in heels, like, my goodness, my goodness. But after I did that last performance, I don't think I really danced. I think I fully stopped. And I'm grateful that I did, because I needed that break, because now coming back to it feels so fucking delicious. Like, oh, just mouth watering. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good to slowly begin to reconnect with my body and movement in that way. And so I'm grateful for, yeah, for that break. I heard a sound coming from the living room. Is she waking up? Only time will tell. But anyways, so I want to talk about what I plan to do. What I plan to do to expand my nervous system's capacity to hold now joy and bliss and gratitude and light. Because I had a year of holding the heavy, holding the fear, holding the grief, holding the scarcity and lack. Mostly fear, though. And then through my birth, holding the intensity. And then in post, those first 2 weeks postpartum, like really still holding and integrating that intensity from birth. So what am I going to do to hold the other side now? Because I could really self-sabotage. I could really, really self-sabotage with ease right now. I'm not going to, but I could. I could. The first thing is, you know, in these moments where I am feeling this joy and this bliss, to fully open myself up to it, even if it feels scary. I don't need to run away from the fear. Again, that's a lesson from last year. I don't need to run away from the fear. It is safe for me to feel fear. That's one of the affirmations that I had written and put on my wall throughout my for my labor and birth, which it's still on the wall now. It is safe for me to feel fear. And I know that, and now my body knows that. But is it safe for me to feel joy? Is it safe for me to feel bliss? In those moments where I feel the fear, I will acknowledge it, you know, to the best of my ability, acknowledge it, sit with it, allow it to be there. Thank you, fear. You're communicating with me, telling me that I am afraid to lose this because it feels so good. And you know, I know that nothing lasts forever, right? Cycles and seasons, but I am on the upswing. I am in this season of love and light, and not love and light in the spiritual bypassing way, but truly love, the embodiment of love. My daughter, my partner, our home, myself, mother, and light, this lightness that I feel in my body, this lightness that I feel in my spirit, in my heart, the light returning. Oh. Can I hold that? Can I allow myself to feel that fear? Yes. And then remind myself, it is safe for me to feel this light. It is safe for me to let this all in. And even more so, the reason to allow myself to feel it is because I know that it's a season. But I'm going to soak in this season. It's really interesting what I find, and this is not the first time I've had this cycle. Of course, it's looked very different of a year or so of looking back what looks like darkness, a lot of shadow work, a lot of integration to be done, and a lot of releasing, a lot of shedding, you know, when I left my now ex-husband. When I left him, when I moved back with my parents and I had less than $100 in my bank account, no job, no car, nothing. when that relationship fully ended because of me, that was a year of, yeah, intense shadow work, looking at who I was and the parts of me that were so misaligned, or so, I don't want to say unhealed, but so traumatized, unconscious. The season of deep, deep inner child work that I had to do while living as an adult, a 27-year-old woman in my parents' basement. Oh man, for a year. For a year, I was there. Imagine the inner child work that happened that year, which I'm so grateful for, but it felt like a really dark season. And then the year after that was when I met Florian, and we had such a beautiful year. I had some of the most incredible experiences of my life. I got to live the life that I dreamt of while I was, you know, dreaming of leaving my husband, the life that I was wanting. And it would take me leaving him to receive. That was that year. And then the year of my pregnancy. And so I've done this cycle before, and every time I get back to this upswing, I have that, surely this can't last. This is too good to be true. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever stories. And so if I can learn to sit with and hold and not try to change or fix the dark, the heavy, the shadow, can I do the same with the light? My answer is yes. Of course, it's going to take, you know, a little while to fully integrate this into my body, because, you know, frequency moves very, very quickly, instantly, you know, but form takes a little longer. So can I fully call in and work with that frequency of it is safe to feel this expansive? Can I pull that into my body? Can I ground and center it in my body so that my body feels safe? Delicious. Delicious. So, anyways. That was what came up earlier when I noticed, and I spoke it to Florian. I said, like, I feel like I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. And especially with the finance piece, because we were both in scarcity for so long, it really is this too good to be true. You know, the work that Florian's doing right now is working from home, online, at his own pace. So if I need his help with the baby, he can pause, come and help me, and then go return to his work. If we want to go out and do errands in the middle of the day or go for a walk before it gets dark out, he can pause and we can all go together. It's like, it's so perfect. It is exactly what we need in this season of our life. And it is so perfect that it's scary. But again, we're expanding. I think it feels more integrated for Florian than it does for me. For me, I'm still like, sometimes I feel like I'm this like deer that's, you know, frozen. What is that? Deer in headlights? That's just frozen with my knees slightly bent, like getting ready to jump away in case danger comes. Like, that's how I feel sometimes. But yeah. So what else am I? Oh, the baby stirs. Let's see if she fully wakes up. But what else am I going to do? So be present in those moments, as present as I can be, to acknowledge and to feel. If I'm present in my body, I can feel when I shift, when my nervous system shifts. Excuse me. I can feel that, right? If I'm present enough in my body, I can feel it immediately. And so in that moment, I can do whatever I'm called to do, whether that's shake it out, whether that's breathe it out, whether that's stomp or something physical, whether it's internal or vocal. I can do that in the moment. And really, that's the biggest piece. That's the biggest piece, because if I don't acknowledge that in the moment, I'm never going to be able to change it, right? I'm going to be operating from a subconscious place. But what else can I do? I can intentionally, you know, if I want to, start my day with it is safe. It is safe for me to feel this expansive. I'm just getting a visual or a memory of in 2021 sitting at behind the desk of the store. I worked at a crystal store, the store that I worked at, by myself, recording a video for Instagram, talking about how I felt like I was in this container and my legs were all crumpled. I was smushed up against the edges and it was so fucking uncomfortable. And I didn't know what my next container was gonna look like, but I knew that it was being made. So I just had to last in this too small container for a little bit longer. And then, fast forward a couple of months, when I moved to where I live now, when I was with Florian, and I'm in this tiny little trailer. So when I moved here, I rented this woman's trailer for $100 a week. It was fucking like, I remember just laying in the bed, ants crawling everywhere. I couldn't get rid of the fucking ants. Crying. I think it was raining outside. Crying. I didn't have any service, which is beautiful and not beautiful at the same time. Depends on if you want service or not. But, you know, I just moved to a new place and I felt so disconnected from the world. And I remember I, again, videotaped myself and I was crying, saying, I'm in this new container and it feels so big and it feels so expansive and it feels so scary. It feels like I was standing on this solid ground and then somebody pulled the ground out from underneath me and now there's no floor beneath me and I'm just floating and it's scary and I just want to feel safe. 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 I remember saying that so many times while I'm like sobbing my little heart out. And that's kind of where I am now. I feel more safe than I did, you know, sitting in that little ant-filled trailer. I feel so much more safe. But there is still that edge, right? This is an edge, meeting an edge. And I love that language of meeting an edge. Am I going to back away from it? Because it scares me. Have you ever experienced where you're up really high, maybe there's a railing, and you look down and you can see really far down, and it scares you, so you take a few steps back? Like, if you've experienced that, that's kind of where I feel I'm at, right? Except for over the edge is this life of bliss and love and just these beautiful oxytocin-filled moments with my daughter and just crying because I love her so much and listening to her cute little coos and her smiling at me for the first few times and like, ugh. Not having to get dressed and get out of bed ever if I don't want to. Reading as many books as I want to. My mom got me a Kindle for Christmas and I'm so grateful. Thank you, mother. I'm so grateful because it makes reading while breastfeeding so easy. So yeah, just doing whatever I want, getting dressed if I want to or not getting dressed if I don't want to. Having a bath every evening if I want to. Just sitting and being, looking outside, watching the snow fall. It's snowing right now and it's beautiful. Planning out delicious meals, nutritious meals for myself and my partner so that we can be nourished and energized. I love pouring into him in this way, and that's what, you know, makes this energy coming back to me feel so good, is he has spent the last 10 months pouring into me, supporting me physically, emotionally, energetically. Oh man, like, that man deserves the world. And now I'm slowly stepping into the season where I get to pour back into him and it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. He deserves that and so much more. So, so much more. But anyways, it's interesting. It's really interesting to think of this, you know, living the life of our dreams, living the life of your dreams, how maybe your body can't hold that. For me, living the life of my dreams, my body feels unsafe.
How crazy is that? And it reminds me of one of Hannah's workshops that I was watching, Mysterious Money. And she brought up the example of, you know, how people will win the lottery and then a year later they'll be broke. And it's like, because their bodies, their nervous systems aren't regulated to hold that. So it comes to them, they don't feel safe holding it, so they need to get rid of it subconsciously. But everyone wants money, right? Everyone would love to win the lottery. You think that, like, oh wow, my life would change so drastically if I was given $1 million tomorrow. For some people, depends who you are. For the average person. All right. So not only can I hold the pain, the fear, the grief, the intensity, the discomfort, the numbness, or the neutrality, not only can I hold that, can I learn to hold that, but can I learn to hold the highs? I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try. But I thought that this was a really interesting point of conversation, because maybe you are, you know, in the midst of your upswing, or your upswing is coming, and, you know, you maybe you don't know how to hold it in your body either. Maybe it doesn't feel safe because all you have known is shadow and heaviness and darkness and fear and grief and sadness, loneliness, whatever it is that feels heavy and hard. You know, an invitation to expand your nervous system's capacity to push your boundaries, your edges, and open yourself to receive the ease, the joy, the bliss, the love, the juicy, delicious life that is awaiting you. Because once we can hold that frequency, because that's a frequency, once we can hold that, then it's safe, right? Then we can stay there for a little bit longer. But of course, the time will come at some point, who knows when that will be, where we swing the other way and we have to reorient. Come back to, oh yeah, I can hold the pain, I can hold the fear, the grief, whatever it is, I can hold the darkness, I can hold the heaviness. And then the cycle continues. So anyways, I am so grateful, so beyond grateful. Like, grateful, gratitude doesn't even do it justice. Bliss doesn't even do it justice. Like, there is no word. If you find a word, please let me know, that encompasses this just fucking perfect life that I'm in right now. But I'm here and I am fully opening myself up to it, especially the ease, the softness. I open myself up to it, and I choose it. I feel like I could keep talking in circles, but I think that the point that I was trying to make has been made, so. As always, thank you for being here, for listening, for supporting, for loving, for witnessing. I really appreciate this beautiful relationship with this podcast, with this community, with you. It feels very reciprocal. I am so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hi. I'll speak to you soon.